In 1965, Igor Stravinsky visited the house in Clarens, Switzerland, where he composed Le Sacre du Printemps.
That's the room where I composed Le Sacre du Printemps. And that's the closet where I had my books and so on, you know, and I put on the door. It is here in French. It is here that I am composing the Sacre du Printemps, and I signed Igor Stravinsky, and it was in 11.
There he met a woman who had been his neighbor in 1911. She recalled a boy from a musical family who played outside Stravinsky's window as he worked at the piano. The boy would often shout, "That's wrong, that's wrong."
Et puis, un petit garçon qui était très musicien, et les parents étaient musiciens déjà, il jouait là en bas. Il paraît qu'alors qu'il a crié, c'est faux, quand vous jouiez.
Oui, sûrement c'était faux, pour lui, oui, pas pour moi.
Stravinsky replied, sure, it was wrong for him, but not for me.
When I wrote the beginning of the dance of the Sacre, just in this room, it was a court I found out, which was very pleasant to my ear and very significant, and it meant harmonically a lot of things. When I repeated many times, it was in 2-4. 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. I gave different accents in different measures. So when I composed the first part of the Sacre, Diaghilev invited me to Venice. And when I played this beginning of the Sacre to Diaghilev, he was a little bit surprised to see this repetition of the chord so many times. He asked me only one thing, which was very offending. He asked me, will it last a very long time this way? And I said, till the end, my dear. And he was silent, because he understood that the answer was serious, and it was biting. And afterwards, he started to be very attentive to the rest. And because he was a very intelligent man, Diaghilev, he understood that he had to think about new things. And he started to be the most enthusiastic about the whole music of the Sacre du Printemps. And I must say that after the big, incredible scandal of the first performance of the Sacre du Printemps in the theater of Champs-Élysées, I must say that he was delighted. Delighted of the scandal. The second time he came to the Champs-Élysées, was no more scandal. No scandals the second time. No scandals the third. So he repeated it 6-7 times. He was right.
During his 1965 tour, Stravinsky also visited the Theatre of the Champs-Élysées in Paris, where the first performance of Le Sacre was held in 1913.
In 13, they played the Sacre du Printemps here. It was the biggest scandal in the last 50 years, you know, in the theater. I was sitting there, somewhere, with the first bars of my prelude. So I thought, they don't like this music. I understand very well. I like it, but they don't like it because they are not accustomed to this kind of music. And they liked Scheherazade, Cleopatra, and such a music. But when the curtain came up, and they saw what Nijinsky did as choreography, it started to be tremendous, you know, the noise. You hear nothing. And Monteux, Pierre Monteux, who is now dead, conducted here in this orchestra, which played very well. After many rehearsals, the Sac du Printemps, and he continued to conduct in spite of the noise. You hear nothing of the music, but noise and Pierre Monteux. And Nijinsky was there on such a chair, just standing, you know, and conducting the corps de ballet, say 7, 8, 9, 11, 14, 18, 19, 20, 21, 30, and so on, you know. They have to count the measures, their choreographic measures. The first Sac du Printemps, it was in May, just 52 years ago. So you hear it from me, who was present here, and that was very memorable. And I remember in all the details, they think. So I tell you, and remember yourself, because the Sac du Printemps now is a classical thing everybody knows. Everybody loves it, probably. Everybody's enthusiastic about it. And so much better.